Welcome back. 416, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Emily Miller, Washington Times Senior Editorial Page Editor. Hello, Emily. How are you?
I'm good, Andy.
I got tons of stuff to talk to you about today.
Well, that's a fun day. Good.
All right. First of all, I know that you're working, maybe I'm giving up a secret here, but you're working on some kind of story regarding a sign, a billboard in downtown D.C. that promoted guns?
Well, not promoted guns. It's a story that'll be in tomorrow's Washington Times. It's this billboard went up from the National Shooting Sport Foundation, which is so the interest group for all the firearms manufacturers and gun manufacturers. And what it is, as you see, is just a woman, and she's holding a bullseye, a target.
Mm-hmm.
And all she says, the ad says quite simply, "Hey, D.C., it's time for your first shot." That's all it says. And what it is, it's an advertisement for First Shots, which is this course that the NSSF teaches for new shooters. It's a three-hour course. It's taught at local gun ranges. They do it all over the country. They've done it in every state for years. And people learn how to shoot. They learn about the local laws. They learn safety, storage. And then an hour and a half of that is on the range. They actually practice and try it out for except for new shooters. Well, Mayor Gray flipped out about this. And, again, there's no gun being advertised. It's just a woman holding, you know, a target. And he said he called it the sign offensive and irresponsible. And he said to promote the use of guns in the city is anti-safety.
Okay.
I mean, this is what it is an advertisement for a safety course.
Yes, of course it is.
But the fact that a target, just the picture of a target on a billboard on L Street in downtown Washington, makes the mayor say it's offensive and irresponsible.
Mm, yeah.
That is how anti-gun the city has become. And also they're running, I'm not on our station, your station, but they're running ads on a bunch of radio stations to promote this event. And obviously they represent the gun manufacturers, so they're looking to promote more, you know, gun ownership.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is something that the D.C. has been resistant to, obviously, for many years. And so people in this city are not allowed to shoot. There are no shooting ranges. You're not allowed to shoot a gun. And so in order to have this course, they've had to set it up with ranges in Virginia and Maryland, and it'll be in August. So people get to learn how to shoot a gun, and this drives D.C. politicians totally crazy.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing that in tomorrow's Washington Times. All right. A couple other things I wanted to get to with you this week, because I loved your piece on Mommy Bloomberg. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg weighs in on breast milk after telling us how much soda we can drink. What else can this guy do?
I mean, if you go through the list, which I had to do this story, I thought I had it off the top of my head, but I'd forgotten some. He has outlawed salt. He has outlawed trans fats, drinks over 16 ounces, smoking in public places, guns. I mean, so now, I mean, and this is, I personally think, the most outrageous one, is to tell a mother what she is able to feed her child. So what they've done is they have this new, which they call voluntary program at every single hospital in New York, which, you know, many of them are tax supported, in which they're supposed to not give women who are, when they have a newborn, breast milk, formula at all. Mm-hmm. And the woman, if the woman says, "I don't want to breastfeed, I want formula," they give her a lecture on the benefits of breastfeeding. They have to, the formula is kept somewhere, like, not quite locked up, but really far away, so it's hard for the staff to get. They're not, the formula companies are no longer allowed to give out free samples to women. And the thing is, it's just unbelievable about this, besides the fact that it's such an invasion of a woman's privacy, is that already the city admits that 90% of women breastfeed. So what this is going after is the majority of them, which stop after 2 months. And the reason is, frankly, because women go back to work at that point.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's just not as easy. But the mayor wants them going to 6 months, and that's his decision. So it's not even just women in the hospital. He's trying to force women in New York to breastfeed their children for 6 months because it supposedly helps in lowering infections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And asthma.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he's had,
I mean, the thing is, women, it's like, it's just unbelievable that this man thinks he knows better for a woman to tell her how to raise her child. Like, he knows better for everyone. Like, you know, fat people will get skinny if they can't get 16-ounce drinks, you know, and if they can't get trans fats. Well, none of that's been proven true. I mean, he's outlawed all these things. obesity rates are still 60% in New York. I haven't seen anyone claim that there's been lower heart, whatever you have with salt.
Yeah.
You know, or, I mean, so it's like these nanny state policies aren't even as effective because if people want to do something, they'll find a way around it to do it.
Yeah.
So a woman's not going to not, if she doesn't want to breastfeed, doing this isn't going to affect her, but it's just really hard to do to a woman who's just had a baby, who's vulnerable, you know, and has to make these decisions.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know where this guy's coming from here lately. And again this week, he also jumped in on the whole gun control issue again as a result of another whack job, this guy out in Wisconsin who went into the Sikh temple. But right away, he called on Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, you know, to speak up and tighten these gun laws. And everyone knows that that's all it is. It's talk. It's not going to do any good. You're never, ever, ever going to get off the guns off the street, and you're never going to stop some crazed individual from doing what, you know, the latest character has done.
Right. And it's atrocious of Bloomberg. Every time there is some sort of tragedy like this, he uses it to benefit his personal goals,
yep.
Which is complete government control of everything, and in this case, guns. And, you know, he doesn't even pause. The minute someone dies in a shooting, he's all over the news calling for these new laws. The thing is, it's not even, again, like exactly like it is with his nanny state stuff. It doesn't work. It's just illogical and a waste of time that we keep debating these things. But if, for example, what the left calls assault weapons, which are guns that look scary. They don't operate any different than every other gun. But guns look scary. We're outlawed, as they all called for. And President Obama wants, and Jay Carney said this week that Obama does want the assault weapon ban. Even if that happened, don't you think the criminals are going to find ways to get guns?
Of course.
I mean, that's the whole point, is that they're criminals. You can't out, like, there are, it's already against the law to murder. Mm-hmm. The guy was breaking the law, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't stop them. And so, and even if, like, say, they were able to outlaw every single gun, dump them all into the ocean on each coast. Like, let's say that happens. Then you know what the bad guys are going to do? They're going to use fertilizer and blow up a bunch of people.
Yep, that's absolutely true. Yep. All right, I want to go to one other thing before we run out of here today. Vying for Tom, Dick, and Harriet, the president's in Colorado today. He'll be introduced to loving admirers by Sandra Fluck. By the way, I wonder how she feels about Bloomberg and breastfeeding. I never even thought about that until just now. The president will make the lame claim that Romney is going to increase taxes, huh?
That's right. And, well, he already has. The president has said, and he says this in all his stump speeches now, that Romney is going to raise taxes on the middle class by $2,000. Now, we all know who's the person who wants to raise taxes. There's one, and his name is Obama. But the way that he's come up with this thing is, I mean, obviously part of this is just that they're both fighting over the middle class vote, which is, you know, obviously the biggest pool in this election, mm-hmm. but also part of Obama's plan to just keep hitting Romney. He's rich. He doesn't understand you. And that's what this is about. But he cited, Obama's able to do this by citing a study which said, theoretically, under Romney's plan, which is to get rid of deductions and make the tax code fairer and flatter, the mortgage deduction, which is the biggest one middle-class people take, will go away, and so they'd have less deductions, and so even though their rates would be lower, they'd pay more. Now, all these things, it's so theoretical, because you don't know how much the economy is growing, and as the Romney campaign pointed out to us, is that this organization, the Tax Policy Center, didn't even take into consideration their corporate tax plan, which is tied very intricately to the individual one because it affects growth so much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a ridiculous thing. And of course, Romney then is put on the defensive all week to say, I'm not raising taxes on the middle class and I do care about the middle class. And, you know, and then it becomes, and Romney's trying to flip the narrative and say, well, it's Obama who's just not helping the working class by saying welfare reform doesn't require, well, to be on welfare, you don't have to work anymore. So, you know, they keep flip-flopping between fighting over the middle class and fighting over the lower class.
Yeah.
Which vote they're going to get. And obviously both of them have to do with, you know, their own base and, you know, support.
Yeah, don't you think it's kind of funny, though, that Obama says he's the guy representing the middle class and he's in touch with the middle class, and yet every time I see him, he's hobnobbing with, these rich people like he did in New York the other night.
You know, it made me laugh, and it's in my story today because it made me laugh. Obama's speech he gave at Harvey Weinstein, you know, the super movie producer, at his house in Connecticut with Anne Hathaway and Anna Wintour and all these, like, glamorous people. Obama said the biggest privilege for him as president is to go around and meet people from all different walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
He's in this multimillionaire's house in Westport, Connecticut, over with his two Oscars, and you know all these ridiculous people have spent $38,000 for a ticket to dinner,
yeah.
And this is his like meeting people of all walks of life.
Yeah.
I don't think he's met someone who makes under $300,000 a year in a year.
Yeah, you're right. All right, Emily, great to talk to you again. Keep up the good work. I'll be looking for your column tomorrow.
Thanks, Andy. Have a good day.
You too. Emily Miller, senior editorial page editor here at the Washington Times. 426, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.